Okay, so we're all here, and we're Alan is at the door, holding up a big bag, so we can't see through the window.
It's a big bag of cheese.
Yeah, we haven't changed this yet, have we?
No.
It's essentially, it's a large red carry bag with cheddar cheese.
It's like
on
what
it.
People deliver pizzas in.
Yeah.
It's got branded cheese company
holds
on it.
Holds 5 kilos of cheese or something.
So let's bring in our mystery guest. So everybody close their eyes.
Yeah, closed.
And let's bring in our mystery guest. I've got my eyes closed now.
Mine too, closed.
And then Alad will let us know when mystery guest is in position.
Mystery guest is entering the studio.
Wow, mystery guest is coming into the studio. I'm so excited. I've never met Dr. Stephen Hawking before.
No, I haven't.
No, me neither.
I haven't.
Is mystery guest in position
now?
They are
now in position.
Okay.
They are in position.
Okay.
Oh.
You've got 60 seconds starting now.
Okay. Are you a woman?
Well, obviously.
Oh. Well, you say that, but it's hard to tell these days, you know, with certain people. I think I know who it is.
I think I know who it is as well.
Already?
Mm. Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, Dom, quickly, ask some questions.
This is quick fun.
Are you an actress?
No.
Are you American?
Well, what do you think?
I think,
I think yes.
I think yes.
Are you a singer?
I am.
Mm.
Have you been on the show before?
I have.
Are you a little bit in love with me, but you've never fully admitted it?
Definitely.
There you go.
I know who it is.
Have
I
we met you in LA once?
No.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah. Oh.
Dom, you don't know who it is.
I don't know who it is, no.
Are you a singer with a band?
I have been.
Not American. 10 seconds.
What? Not American?
Hey?
No.
Oh, then I'm American? Really thrown.
Oh, hang on.
Five.
Canadian?
Oh. Open your eyes. Breathe.
It's Talisa!
That accent was brilliant.
That was so good.
I thought you were pink.
No, do you know who I thought it was? I thought it was Gwen Stefani.
Wow!
I would never have guessed that.
You're American.
Well, when you said it, I couldn't say yes, so I just said, what do you think?
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I am great. Look at you.
That's a good accent.
That voice was brilliant.
Look at you.
Look at you.
Look at you.
Look at you.
You're fab. Will you make your mind up on what colour you want your hair to be? Because apart from anything else, I would imagine you're giving the editors of X Factor a nightmare.
I am. I'm driving them mental. Wigs and all sorts.
Oh, my Lord. You look great.
Thanks, babe. I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, well, thanks for coming in. I know what you're like first thing in the morning.
I know. Jesus. Right? And I was thinking, I thought, I can't be late, because if I'm late, he's going to guess it's me.
Oh, man. So, have you done... X Factor, obviously, we're behind in watching, but so have you done Judges' Houses yet?
Yeah.
So, you've finished that?
Yeah.
How was that? Obviously, you can't say anything.
Very emotional this year.
Oh, really?
Very emotional.
Do we know who your friend is, who your help is? Has that been revealed, or is that out there yet?
I think it is.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm allowed to say.
Wow, really?
But I think it is. Tiny. I've said it.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Tiny Temper.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wowzers. Oh, that's a great shout.
Yeah, it'd be
so
great.
When will we get to see the Judges' Houses bit? How far in advance have you filmed it?
I think you got two more auditions left.
Okay.
Or one auditions left and then a boot camp. I'm not sure. Maybe 2-3 weeks?
Yeah, we also don't know what category you've got.
I'm not going to stop. I'm going to stop now. I'm going to stop before I get
you're
into
get yourself trouble.
Yeah.
Wow.
I only said the tiny bit because we obviously tweeted a picture.
Okay, fair
in
enough.
In a foreign country, so it was a bit obvious.
And where were you? Did you go back to Cyprus?
No, I was in St. Lucia.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, back to your roots.
That's where you have your... Yeah, did you not know Talisa's got a massive, luxurious mansion in St. Lucia? Nice shout, by the way.
Yeah, it was really nice. Best Judges' Houses ever.
But were you in and out, pardon the expression, or did you get a few days? Did you get to...
I got the first day to chill out a bit.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so...
Weather was all right?
It was lovely.
Yeah.
But I had, there was an earthquake in, was it Costa Rica?
Right.
And my mate from America, I think for the first 5 minutes after the earthquake, there was tsunami warnings for the Caribbean.
Lord.
And so I was literally sitting by the beach, just getting this message going, get to higher ground!
She was sitting on top of a tree going, I'm all right.
Yeah. I literally ran up the mountain.
Well, yeah, you've got to get high if something like that is going to happen.
But it was all right. I'm still here.
Are you happy?
Yeah.
Good.
Are you happy?
Yeah. I am.
Good. That's what I like to hear.
I feel good. I feel great.
Brilliant. That's what we like.
I was watching X Factor on Sunday night, and it's really great. I love how some people, some of the contestants are really clever.
Mm.
Some are dumb, but some are really clever. What do you want to do? What do you want to achieve? Who do you want to be as big as? Well, like, you know, if we could achieve anywhere near the success of someone like N-Dubs, who, you know, they work really hard, and against all the odds, they ended up being really successful. And Talisa's really bad at doing that little smile where she goes, oh, cheers, thanks. It's like, but anyone goes like that. It's like,
it's cringy. You don't know what to do. I'm terrible at that. I don't know where to look.
But it's great, though, because it's like, you know, what a way to do it, because you're going to go, even if you go, I don't like the look of you, I'm not sure if you're going to be good, I really love N-Dubs, and everything you've achieved is brilliant, fair play to you. You're going to go, I like them.
See, by the same token, how would you flatter Louis, though?
I'd love to be managed by a powerhouse of management like Louis. I'd love to be managed by Louis like he manages everyone else. Hangs around for the first couple of singles and then kind of moves on.
So Lisa, don't you find Louis' hair amazing?
It is amazing, isn't it?
Isn't it? He's got so much bounce all of a sudden.
Volume.
Volume body.
Yeah. I think he should start doing the L'Oreal adverts.
Yeah.
That'd be hilarious, wouldn't it?
Can you imagine?
Because I'm worth it.
Yeah. Louis L.
Simon.
Simon.
Louis L. Because I'm worth it.
Well, it's because I'm worth it.
Are you two getting on well?
Me and Louis?
Yeah.
Yeah, having loads of fun this year. It's quite funny.
Does he still think that you're in a band called The N-Dubs?
He does still think that I'm in a band called The N-Dubs.
And what's your solo project called? What do you call it? It's Talisa. Just Talisa. What's your surname? Do you think he even knows what your surname is?
No, he has no idea. Oh, have you had a single out, have you? Have you? No. What? You're looking good. You're looking good this year. Better than last year.
I bought your song the other day.
Did you?
Yeah.
What one? Live It Up?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, I bought it off iTunes.
You actually bought Live It Up?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to cry.
I was DJing for the Team GB and Paralympic GB after the parade.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I need some good pop records. And so I bought that and I played it to the Olympians and they were dancing.
I really want a hug.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, in that case, I bought the album and everything. I've pre-ordered your album today, yep. So what do I get?
Got the whole back catalogue.
I love that track. That chorus is brilliant. It's so catchy.
Well, while we're talking about it, even though it's an emotional moment, just putting out there that it's out.
Well, it is out.
Seize the moment.
When did that come out?
It came out, I don't know, what day is it?
Is it this week?
Yeah, this week.
It's not charted yet?
No, it's not charted.
Oh, okay, all right. Because when you play stuff on the radio so up front,
you don't know.
You do, unless you check the charts, you do lose track of when's...
When everything's out.
You know.
Yeah.
But while I bought it, I've added to the success.
I feel very emotional about this, Chris. Thanks, babe. Do you know what? I feel like I should be interviewing Chris.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think we should, like...
Switch roles?
Yeah. That's what I feel like.
Do you want to do that? Do you want to come around here and I'll sit there?
If you want to be extra about it.
If I want to be extra about it? I don't know what that means.
Go over the top.
You've got to remember, I'm getting the push because I'm too old. What the hell does that mean? If I want to be extra about it?
Well, come on, think about it. Break it down. If you want to be extra... What does extra mean?
Extra hot.
If you want to be... What's extra?
Extraordinary. God, you look amazing. My God, when did you get boobs? What's going on, T?
And he means that in a nice way.
On the face.
I've always had it.
Look at her.
He must just have a thing for blondes. That's why he's noticing me in this
light.
Yeah,
I think so. You weren't like this when T was in for a week.
Yeah, but to be fair, she was also in her slippers every morning. She was literally in a night gear.
This is true.
Big sweatpants, slippers.
No makeup, shades on. I look like
blonde
rubbish.
Hair really suits you.
Thanks, babe.
Yeah, that's all right. You're welcome.
I'm doing that awkward X Factor grin again, aren't I?
Yeah. Are you ready? Don't smile. Okay. Don't smile. You're just so beautiful. Look at you.
He's going.
Going.
Gone.
I can't.
So how's life outside of X Factor and outside? Because the album's coming out. I know the album's coming out and the single's out this week. I know all that.
Yeah.
You're a busy girl. Love life? Anything happening there?
I was going to use a really crude way of saying it, but I'm not going to
do that.
But just to say it's very... dry.
It's very dry at the moment. It's barren.
In terms of,
It's non-existent.
Mm. No.
Yeah.
But you know what? You don't need a man in your life like that. Especially when you have your trusted personal assistant,
yes.
Gareth. Because he...
We love Gareth.
That's all the fun you need. But the thing with him, you can get drunk with him and have a laugh. You can shout at him and vent your anger and frustration.
Mm-hmm.
He can organise loads of stuff and make sure you know what you're doing, where you're going, all of that.
He's there for a cuddle if you want one.
He's there for a cuddle.
He plays the wife, so I'm like the messy husband that sits playing PlayStation all day.
Nice.
And he'll like tidy up.
Lovely.
Because I do the cooking and he'll do the cleaning.
Is it perfect?
It's a great relationship.
You know? And you don't have to have any of that sex business that gets
no.
in the way. Cause I know, because I know you're...
Terrible stuff, that.
I know you, you know, you're a virgin and you're very Christian and
wait
until you're married.
Yeah.
So it's perfect for you.
Exactly. Mm. It's a perfect relationship.
Yeah.
You know he's next door, right?
Oh, is it? Of course he will.
Of course, we joined in. Of course.
I'm not allowed to look. Okay, all right. I'm not allowed to look because we've got so many mystery guests coming in.
Who have you had anyone in before me?
David Tennant was on the phone. Do you know who he is?
Yeah.
Right, the actor guy who was Doctor Who.
And
well done. Look at you. So
look
proud
at me.
Of you. So proud of you. And it's been a crazy week of people coming in. And
what about your life, Chris?
Well, we got three shows left.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a week of rehearsals and then we start our musical. It's a tour. I'm in a musical.
You're in a musical.
Where have you been? Where have you been living? This is big news.
Are you... kidding me?
No, I'm in a musical.
That's true.
Looking at everyone's
faces. No, honestly, it's true.
Really?
There's just posters up nationwide.
Are you sure? Are you
100% sure?
What musical?
Jesus Christ Superstar.
I don't know if I'm being
honestly.
Is everyone pulling my leg?
No, honestly, the truth. Lisa is honestly.
Are you really doing it?
Yeah.
I've got to come and see.
Yeah. Well, do you know what? Come and see the show.
Can I come to the premiere?
What, the first night?
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, yeah. Can you not come to like night 11 when I'm in the flow of things? It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would imagine you don't like a musical though.
You're actually right.
Yeah. However, I think you'll love this.
Okay.
It's amazing. The people are brilliant.
I agree.
And I'm only in it for a little bit.
Okay. So, how long's a little bit?
Like one song.
Okay, so
like an hour and a half musical. I'm in it for 4 minutes, and that's if I milk it. It's 3.5 minutes, really.
Okay, so you got that, and how's your love life?
Got quiet, non-existent, dry.
Dry?
Yeah.
Okay.
But thank God I've got Gareth. And I've made an album as well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, things are busy.
Looking up. We don't need love lives.
No.
No.
We don't.
No.
We should make a pact, you and me.
Yeah?
And get married when we're 80.
Okay. Well, celibate relationship.
You've just made that pact live on air.
Hang on, it would be a celibate relationship?
Yeah.
What, even if you get to 80, I'm still not getting any. Even if we made that agreement.
You deserve it by then, don't you?
If we get to 80, you're not going to give it up for me?
If you think about it... How old will you be when I'm 80?
I'll be 82.
You're 115.
What are you talking about?
115.
How old would you be?
Hey, listen, T, and this and Micra, brand new out the showroom, might not break down, but nothing beats a vintage sports car, if you know what I'm saying. You know.
Mm.
Meow.
Oh, you're all into them. I saw somebody else, like a big, I don't know, male celebrity the other day. I don't know if I should say who it is because I don't know the relationship between everyone, but in this really old vintage car at a petrol station.
Was it Jonathan Ross?
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah.
And did he have the roof down?
I think he did, yeah.
And did he put out his cigar to fill up with petrol? Because normally he always drives with a big cigar in the car.
He does, yeah.
I could have possibly spotted one, and I've sort of pulled up in a more like young, flashier car next to this old vintage one, and I was like, "You all right, Johnny?" And he looked at me and he thought I was some sort of fan, and he just like gave me the sort of wave that kind of, and not trying to make eye contact.
The wave
with
that
me.
Says, "Go away, thanks very
much."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Johnny, it's me." And he, hello.
He goes, "Oh, Gwen Stefani, how are you?" Well, I did that. Did you just give me a note?
Yeah.
Okay. I saw Jonathan driving down the street once, and as Dave said, in his car with the roof down, with shades on and a big cigar. And he went by and I went,
Jonathan! And waved. Mm-hmm. And he just kept on driving and put his hand up in the air like that, as if he's on a roller coaster. And I was like, oh, right. And I can't remember what happened. I might have texted him and said, that was me that said hello.
Yeah.
And later on in the day, I think I got a text back going, oh, yeah, hi. And I'm like, okay, great. Mm.
He's not interested, is he?
Well, I don't know what's going on. Everybody from the musical was on Jonathan Ross on Saturday night, apart from me. So
probably they didn't have enough sofa space.
That's probably what it was.
That's all it was.
Probably what it was. So what's coming up next? When do live shows start for X Factor?
October.
Okay.
So I've got live shows. I've got my autobiography coming out.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah.
You haven't written that yourself.
Well, you I'm going to be 100% honest. I speak it word for word.
Right.
And I go over it. I think I've had to read it like 6 times to make sure everything is in my words.
Right.
And what I said. And that's
what most
gets written
do.
By somebody else.
That's what most people
yeah.
do. To
some
be
people
fair.
Lie about it.
Yeah, they do. Like, they really do. I spoke to somebody once who said, I've not read my autobiography.
Oh.
And I'm like, you've not even read your own book? You went, nah, I've not read it.
No, I had to. Yeah.
When is that out?
This month, actually.
Okay,
I think, yeah.
Do you know what it's called?
It's called Honestly.
Honestly?
Yeah.
By Talisa?
Yeah.
Oh, good God.
It is.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah, that's right.
There'll be a few people papping themselves then in that case. Wow.
It's all right, it's all fake names.
Oh, really? Yeah. I was in a studio with a DJ called Chris Boyles. Hey?
Chris Boyles Show.
Yeah. Thanks.
You should make a new jingle.
Why? And where am I going to play it? What's the point?
In the musical.
What? I can't remember what a jingle comes on. Here's Chris Miles. Hi, everyone. Mm.
Not Miles, Boyles.
No, Boyles. All right, thanks. Thanks, Poo Lisa.
Love it.
I love the fact that you went to St. Lucia to do Judges' Houses. That's brilliant.
See, that's where I'd go if I was you as well. You wouldn't want to be here, would you?
You wouldn't.
No.
Would
do you get to choose? Or do they go, we're going to send you to St. Lucia, and you go, ugh.
No, I get to kind of put what, because I go Caribbean on holidays
right.
a lot in my holiday time, so, you know, obviously it has to be somewhere that you relate to.
Sure.
Or been before.
Sure.
So, stop giving me
as
that
as we
look.
Said before, back to your roots.
You're not killing me.
And is it was it like a ridiculous big villa?
Yeah.
Or was it amazing?
It was like these apartments, and they are absolutely amazing.
So you could go back there, like, you should be able to get, like, discount.
Yep.
Or free or something. You
yep.
know.
Exactly.
Clever. Mm. Nice.
Yep. Thinking of taking any holidays, I'll give them a buzz for you.
Thank you. Well, where did you go last year? Did you go to Cyprus?
Mm. No, not Cyprus. Mykonos.
Yeah. That was it. I don't want to go there.
Mm. Are you sure?
Why not?
It's lovely.
No, I just don't know.
No. Why?
Is it nice?
It's beautiful.
It sounds a bit common.
Oh, no, it's the opposite. Totally, Ed.
I know, I don't know. But it just sounds a bit Mykonos.
It's not...
I've got a Mykonos
you're
tape.
Thinking of like you're thinking of Malia and...
Yeah, all that, innit?
And Napa.
Yeah, Napa.
Napa. Malia.
There are so many yachts in Mykonos. It's ridiculous. No,
Greek islands are lovely.
Yeah. Can you do me a deal on that place where you were last year?
In Mykonos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Yeah.
Let's go there, then.
Okay.
I'll go with you.
Hey, why not?
We've got time.
Oh, I've got
and
a good
I've got the energy.
I've got a good question.
Yes, T.
How is your relationship with Molly?
Brilliant.
Ah.
Oh, you remember this?
You really helped. I'm actually heading out to see her in Los Angeles.
No
what?
Way.
Are you?
Clang.
I'm going to see her.
For anyone that doesn't remember.
Everyone
knows.
Everybody knows.
Talisa, he's told the world several times.
Was she on the phone to you going, oh, I'm really lonely in Los Angeles. Why don't you come see me? For no funny business.
No, she said, you and Emil should come out and say hi. I'm like, I'm not bringing Emil, just you and me.
Wow.
So we're off out.
Mm.
Malibu Molly.
Yeah.
Come and say hi. And you said, yes, I'm staying.
Yeah. Well, it is actually exactly like that.
Are you going to stay with her?
Yeah.
Are there all the girls living together?
No, they've got separate places.
Right, okay.
Mm.
See, wow. I'm going out there to stay with Vanessa or Rochelle.
Oh, brilliant. My God, go at the same time.
Can you imagine?
Timing that would be
brilliant. Oh, my God, imagine you
and
two.
And I'd have no early mornings.
Al, how long have you booked yourself in for? uninvited.
Just kind of open-ended, really.
Oh, right, something like 3 weeks, something like that.
Until she kicks you.
Talisa, I'm being serious. If you timed that right and you were all out at the same time, right, on a night out...
It would be.
Don't buy him a beer. If you want to go home, buy him a bottle of beer. He'll get a quarter way through it and go, I'm going to go back. If you want him to stay out all night, buy him a vodka.
Or a woo-woo.
And he'll be stood on the table going, woo! People will be like, oh my God, how many has he had? One. And he'll be like that for the
next. That's not the case.
No, but as in, you don't get drunk.
I see, no, don't.
Him and Molly. Come on, guys. Come on, let's party down. Go. Malibu Molly in the building.
I'm going to get totally squiffy.
Do you know what? One of the first things that I thought of when I found out that this was your last week was... How long before he slips into the routine of lions?
Oh. What, sleeping in?
Yeah.
Well, I'm working all next week rehearsing, so I'm up Monday morning to go to work, just to my other job. And then when we start the tour, I get a lie in pretty much every day.
I think naturally, though, we'll always get up.
That's
quite early.
I
do. I think we've been. Do you know? I think we've been conditioned so long that unless we're working nights or something, I think we'll always be up about 7 or 8. Or
not a chance. I've been living on 5 hours sleep a night for 8.5 years. Right, and at the weekend, I can go to bed on a Friday night, not set an alarm, and I will wake up 8, 8.5 hours later.
Yeah.
And I get naturally my body wants 8 hours sleep. So, no. I've had lack of sleep for 8.5 years. Yeah. I'm sleeping.
I visualised you waking up at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon one day going, like,
that'd be so nice.
Massive
oh my God,
shock.
It's Thursday.
No, well, that's now.
I'm looking forward to it. I don't really mind it. I'm so used to, living on little sleep that I'm kind of used to it. Hopefully, though, the ageing process will slow down.
Exactly.
That would be nice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You'll all get younger looking.
They've got, like, other things that can sort that these days.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds amazing.
Speak to Louis.
I don't know what you mean.
Yeah.
Because Louis is 32, 33 now.
And looks totally original.
Yeah. Mm.
133.
He does.
Talisa.
He was messaging me last night.
Oh, God.
And I was like, I need to go to bed, Louis. What did he say to me? What are you doing?
Was he bitching about people?
No, he wasn't.
He loves a bitch.
I know.
He loves a bitch.
What did he say to me? Have you got any gas? Mm. And as always, how's the love life? I was like, dry. I'm going to find you a nice Irish fella.
Yeah. But say thanks.
Thanks, Louis. Mm. Who? I don't know. I'll take you to my hometown and find
you.
Just lie
to him. Just lie to him all the time. How's the love life? Brilliant. Brilliant. Yeah, I'm dating an Olympic swimmer. But please don't tell anyone, Louis. And then just literally start your stopwatch. Beep, like that. And before, beep, beep, a text from somebody you haven't spoken to in years ago. I believe you're dating a swimmer. You'd be like that. Wow. 1:10.
It's
Louis.
Amazing. You'll come in to work and you'll see Louis in a corner talking to one person. Right, you can't tell anybody. This is. Wait, I'm going to tell you this. One of the first time I met him, he turned around to me and he was like, right. I've got some gas. I was like, okay, what is it? No, I can't tell you. I was like, okay, cool. So I just left it. 2 minutes later, oh, I've got this gas, this brilliant, brilliant gas. I was like, okay, tell me. No, I can't tell you.
Such a tease.
And then, I've got gossip.
You know what he's doing, don't you? He's thinking of gossip to tell you.
Yes!
He doesn't have gossip. You know what? I'm amazed. He could have easily fallen into the trap when you first joined. He could have gone, hey, come here. I got some gossip. You know this new girl on the show, Talisa? I am Talisa. Of course you are. Jeez, I thought you were a makeup girl. You're not a runner.
He probably would have, but it's brilliant.
Well, listen, good luck with X Factor. The live show is going to be great. I think it's going to be another good one this year.
We've got some good talent, and I'm not just saying it because I know that we always say it. Yeah. I mean it. I really do.
See, now I know you're not. You won't say anything. You can't say anything. But you could have just gone for the boys category, and then you could have been at judges' houses, just been there going, yeah, good voice and everything. That's all right. But would I date him? And Tyler Temple could be going, he looks all right. Yeah, he looks quite good. Yeah, you could have had like a secret thing going on just between you two. I'm afraid it's bad news. I'd like to go on a date. Come on. We're going to Mykonos. Woo! Oh, Talisa, thanks very much. Oh, you're amazing.
I take him to my beefer.
Come on, let's go.
Let's go.
You're amazing.
Come on, babe.
Why is Gareth here?
Oh, he's with me all the time.
Listen, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
We've got to run to the news. We're just so late today. So the new single is out now.
Yep.
Live It Up. I love that song.
Do you love it?
Yeah.
I'm so happy.
Do you say champagne biscuit, though, at the beginning?
No, I don't.
Well, we got it.
We should
it.
Pop we more champagne
we'll in a bit.
This year.
It sounds like biscuit.
Champagne no, biscuits.
We should pop...
Champagne biscuit!
It's got a really bad diction, haven't I?
But I've got to let you know that guest three is here.
Oh. Okay, all right. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to get out then. All right, see you later.
You're done. Thank you, Talisa.
Next!
And everyone... and Talisa's album will be coming out in November. See?
Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah, like that.
I'm all over the pre-orders, don't you worry about that. And I'll see you soon. I'll come down to X Factor one night.
Yes, that'll be good.
I'll be your guest.
Yes.
But only if I can sit right behind you.
Okay, okay. If you
so
sit just to the left.
At Louis's head, yeah.
You can be seen.
I'm not bothered about that.
No? You just want to throw stuff at
you? I just want to sit behind you so I can go and whisper in your ear and go, tell them they're crap, tell them they're crap. Sit my dad again.
I can't wait.
Tell them they're crap, tell them they're crap. She'll be like, it's my act. Oh, yeah, sorry. Tell them they're brilliant, tell them they're brilliant. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you
very much.
Ladies and
gentlemen, the lovely Talisa. 1 month.